Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. The Palace of Auburn Hills is gone. The longtime home to the Detroit Pistons and events from concerts to motocross was brought down this morning with more than 800 pounds of dynamite. Bill Hall is the project manager with Shostak Brothers.
It seemed to go perfect. We couldn't ask for a better implosion. Everything went fine. Everything came down. The dust cloud was minimal. We have done everything that's expected, and it's been a safe and wonderful implosion event.
Much of the building where the Pistons played for nearly 30 years before it closed in 2017 had already been torn down after months of cleanup. Developers are expected to build research and development offices on the site. We have video of the implosion on our WWJ News Radio 950 Facebook page. A pair of crashes involving local fire engines just after 6 this morning. A Detroit fire truck was T-boned by a car at the intersection of Monica and Eaton. That's on the west side near Livernois and Fankel. We're told a firefighter sustained minor injuries and that the rig is still drivable. The driver of the other vehicle was taken to a nearby hospital to be evaluated. Last night, a firefighter was critically hurt in a crash along I-75 at the mile marker 40 in Lincoln Park. It's where a semi crashed into the fire truck. A second fireman suffered serious injuries. Detroit Police Chief James Craig says it was mostly erroneous information that led to backlash and protest after police shot and killed a suspect on the city's northwest side yesterday. He says the body cam and dash cam footage shown paints a clear picture of what happened, and that's important to the community.
This is called relationship building. We don't start building relationships when something goes wrong. This is part of the fabric of the Detroit Police Department. Critically important.
The shooting at San Juan and McNichols led to protests at which 8 people were arrested. There were rumors on social media that the man was unarmed and gunned down by police. Video shows the man pointing a gun at the head of an officer and firing 2 shots, both missing. Police returned fire with 4 shots, killing that man. The Tigers are discovering that things in Major League Baseball are changing because of the coronavirus.
With the start of the regular season now roughly 2 weeks away, teams are using this time to get used to what's being called the new normal in Major League Baseball. That includes the wearing of face masks in the dugout. And that's something Tigers manager Ron Gardenhire admits it's going to take a while for him to adjust to.
Those are the conversations I'm going to be having, trying to figure this thing out and making sure that we could do the right things. Again, it's all about safety, and the protocol is we're supposed to wear a mask, and I'll have more and more conversations because if we're going to play baseball, let us play baseball and do it as safe as we possibly can, and a mask in the dugout is a little bit more difficult for me.
The Tigers open up baseball's regular season Friday night, July 24th, with a game in Cincinnati against the Reds. Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
We're in the heat of summer, but Detroit's mayor already thinking of what could arrive this fall and winter. That's the seasonal flu.
You will see us roll out an initiative not just to fight COVID. We're going to need to get vaccines for the seasonal flu. We need to free up every single bed we possibly can.
That's Mayor Mike Duggan, the former head of the Detroit Medical Center, says thousands of people need hospital treatment each year for the flu. So he says local hospitals could fill up fast this winter if COVID-19 spikes with the flu. Duggan says a citywide flu shot awareness campaign will start in August. Another review of whether or not guns should be allowed in the state capitol. More from WWJ's Tom Jordan.
Commissioners are scheduled to meet again Monday to talk about guns in Michigan's Capitol building. A board overseeing Michigan's Capitol has determined that it has the legal authority to decide if guns will continue to be allowed in the Lansing building and on its grounds. Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel had written an opinion that said the board had the power to prohibit firearms at the state capitol. In April, a number of people carrying guns took part in a protest at the Capitol over Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's orders to close businesses to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Tom Jordan, WWJ News Radio 950.
So how do you keep track of and not lose your face mask? Here's WWJ's Brooke Allen.
Ashley Gold, owner of the online jewelry store ashleygold.com, says when COVID-19 first hit, she started thinking ahead.
What could be used to always have your face mask on you? And I thought about the mask chain.
Gold says the mask chain is not only an accessory, but a necessity. And it can be customized in all different colors and patterns for men, women, and kids. Orders can be placed at ashleygold.com. Brooke Allen, WWJ News Radio 950.
For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.